Welcome to Strike Up the Band
and Orchestra,
motivating student musicians. This podcast is a series of discussions about motivation in the instrumental music program. The participants are Luke Jones, Matt McKeever, and Jennifer Mishra. The podcasts were recorded on the University of Missouri, St. Louis campus. On today's podcast, we're talking about motivation with Tony Mazzocchi, author of The Music Parent's Guide. He is a trombonist who received his bachelor's and master's degree from Manhattan School of Music. He's performed with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, the San Diego Symphony, the San Diego Opera, Key West Symphony, and various Broadway shows and numerous recordings and movie soundtracks. He is also a Grammy-nominated Music Educator of the Year and currently is the Associate Director and Professor of Trombone at the John J. Calley School of Music at Montclair State University. So I'm going to start by saying, in one of your blogs, you talked about the transition from middle school to high school and trying to make sure it's a smooth transition. And one of the key things you talked about was like the honeymoon phase, like the kid going through the honeymoon phase and how you kind of combat that. So how do you kind of get a kid to continue that honeymoon phase, that intrinsic motivation, if you will, like in your opinion?
Well, you know, first of all, well done with all the research there. And I guess the first thing that's important to note is that although you mentioned all of my kind of performing credentials, what happened with me was I accidentally found myself teaching public school, because when I was in California, I wanted to come back to New York and be with my girlfriend, now wife, and I took a middle school band director job. I did not have a music ed degree. I had no idea what I was doing, and I just did it so I could get back for, you know, a few months while I got my feet back on the ground playing. And I ended up staying in that job for 9 years. And from there, I became so passionate about public education and really at the same time keeping up my performing career that I took a supervisor job in a school district of a supervisor in art and music. And now, obviously, I'm at the college full time. So really, the lens that I'm looking at this through is all those different hats I wear, from being a teacher, an administrator, obviously a college professor who trains music, you know, ed majors, and also a parent now, and my students. My kids just started playing.
Oh, awesome.
So really kind of the unifying theme is that, you know, in most school districts, I found, as you saw in the blog, so many students quit after a year. Actually, in some of the most successful programs, 50% of kids quit after 1 year. And I think that that's a product of a lot of things. Part of it is motivation, like you said, getting it to be intrinsic. I think getting motivation to be intrinsic in a child takes longer than a year, and it needs to be extrinsic first, in my strong opinion. I mean, even in my case, I don't think I really started loving playing and practicing until I was out of college, you know, so there's that. But, what I found was that, you know, I tried to, professionally develop teachers. Obviously teaching is really the biggest key to all of this. But what I found when I was an administrator is that the best teaching in the world really does not solve all the problems if the parents are uninformed. And many of the parents that I've dealt with are very intelligent people who care about their children and want them to succeed in life and in school. But when they came home with an instrument for the first time, the parents had no idea what to do. And I also found it interesting that they're not mathematicians, the parents, but they could help with the math homework. But they just seemed to think that, you know, helping them with the music homework, they had to be a musician. And so what I tried to do was really change perception of what learning an instrument really is, meaning that it is a craft. And, you know, if you could teach your kid to rake the lawn, you can do enough to help them, with their practicing. And that, you know, this old idea of, well, you know, I'm not talented, so my kid's not talented. That musical talent, there's enough studies of the brain that have been done now to disprove, for the most part, the idea of inherent or innate musical ability, and more that talent is learned and cultivated, not born, you know. And so there's a lot to do. I mean, here we are in 2015, and, you know, there's still all these old school ideas about what there's a lot for us to do to change those age-old myths before then we can educate parents to help them with their child. And the more that they help them, you know, kind of build the muscle of routine and, you know, treat music as just a core subject like any other subject, you know, the more that starts happening, the more that intrinsic motivation is going to happen when the student just say, hey, look, I have to do my math homework. I've got to do my English homework. Now I have to practice. And then I really do. I'm very optimistic that we will see a completely different, you know, musical landscape in the education system. It's so close, but, anyway, that, I don't know if I, this is a roundabout way to answer.
Yeah, no. Well, then, kind of spinning off that, then you have your blog, and then obviously there's like parent and teacher like conferences. But how do you get to those parents then? How do you get that message across to them? Besides such, do you send home letters, or do you meet one on one with parents? I mean, how do you really get that message instilled into every parent?
Well, you know, you could try, and so, you know, here we are today with, you know, when I was a teacher, it was just speaking at the concerts, trying to send letters home like any other teacher does. When I was an administrator, you know, by the way, in the 3 years that I was an administrator, we went from 70% of kids quitting in my district after their first year to only 20% of kids quitting. That's when I said, oh, my goodness, you know, there's something going on here. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, letters home, the blog, speaking at concerts, you know, talking to parents about not letting your child quit after 1 year. Give it a few years, you know. You don't have to play for life. It's not a, but really kind of, you know, moving that. We started kids in fifth grade. And so between fifth and sixth grade, the attrition rate was ridiculous. And, you know, really wading through eighth grade and doing all that. And so, you know, I don't know why I stayed passionate about it once I left the district and became a music educator, but I really see, you know, just the transformative power of music in all its different variations. You can be a music major, sure, but, you know, I mean, here I am, I'm in Vermont, I'm running my summer festival, and I would say 40% of my students, you know, want to go to Juilliard and, you know, those schools. But then we have future doctors and lawyers here that just really have been transformed by, you know, music in their lives. So I decided to compile a lot of my letters and all the things that I wish I could give to parents, and I put it, you know, and I wrote this book.
Yeah.
And so, really, I finally got that done this past January, and it was a little thicker because it had a lot of stuff in it, and I gave it to some parents who were friends of mine, and they said, "You know what, man? That looks like a manual. I'm not going to read it. It's too scary." And I got it down to this thin little, you know, how-to book, which is just a primer. You know, the kid comes home with their instrument. Here you go. So what I wanted to do was, and my plan was, to give it to music educators for free and say, look, in your parent letter home, if you could just tell them it's on Amazon, you know, they could download it, something like that. And then some local music stores, after I had given a little presentation at the Music Educators Convention here in New Jersey, came up to me and they said, you know, you're only getting the parents who are really kind of wanting to support their child if you do it that way. But we think that we should just include it with the instrument rental because what you want to do is, yeah, they said, you want to change minds. Mm-hmm. Now, what they saw is they saw the attrition rate change in my district. So they thought to themselves, if we rent instruments for 3 years longer, all these kids don't quit, this is worth it.
There you go.
So a lot of music dealers purchased large quantities of the books and are including it in their instrument rental. And, you know, and then we'll see. But really what the book was there to do is not only help parents support their students, but to change minds about what music is really there for in their child's education, and also to change their mind about how they feel about musical talent, you know, and we'll see what happens. It's been a really exciting time. The funniest part of it is, you know, I mean, I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, this is, you know, it's so simple, it's stupid, but no one did it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
So there it is. And, you know, we'll see what happens with it. I'm really excited about it because even though it came out a few months ago, right now is kind of like the new rental season and everything else. And, it's a really exciting time. Who knows? But I did it. I wanted to do it. I'm really passionate about it because I've seen how school districts and communities have changed, especially my community, when more students stay with it. The culture is, you know, the change is unbelievable. And also, you know, we can advocate like crazy to keep music in the schools. But I'll tell you what, when less kids quit and there are more people involved in the program and more parents there, the advocacy, you know, did it on its own. Yeah. I mean, it was already there. So I really believe if you kind of think about what percentage of students really should quit, you know, are really not meant to have instrumental music in their lives. I always ask people what they think. It's certainly not 30% of kids who start. 10%, 20% maybe, you know. Yeah. But if we doubled the amount of students that were involved in instrumental music every year, like if that happened this year, we'd have like a completely changed nation. Exactly. I mean, that's how crazy it is. So I want to see it out, you know. I can't do it alone, but I'm trying to do my part. And as long as I'm passionate about it, we'll just keep doing it.
Thank you for listening. This has been Strike Up the Band
and Orchestra,
motivating student musicians. If you'd like to listen to more of our podcast or would like information on this podcast, visit us at sutbpodcast.wordpress.com.